Happy New Year, Brooke.
Same to you, Fred.
Good to have you with us from the Las Cruces Sun News. In the business section today, the cover story is a look back at 2012 and a look ahead to a big year in 2013.
Yeah, I try to do this every year and pick out what are some of the top stories we've seen in the last 365 days and, you know, what we can anticipate. One of the big stories I thought from the last year was that we saw some really big empty spaces, some that had been empty for years, finally find tenants. And they did so in a pretty good fashion, all did this past year. You know, Sportsman's Warehouse, right there behind Olive Garden, had been empty since 2009. Now that's Dick's Sporting Goods. That was probably about the only thing that could come along and fill that space of that size, you know, another big sporting goods store. And also, the Toys R Us building had been empty since 2006 there on East Loman Avenue near Big Lots. And now there's a Fala's discount store there. And the former Bell's building at the Museum Ivy Mall has been empty. I don't even know how long it's been empty, but for a real long time. And now that's owned by Conn's, which is an electronics and appliance company out of Houston. And they're set to open sometime in the upcoming year there. So we had these three big empties, sort of three big skeletons. The only things they had in them were like Halloween stores temporarily in a certain kind of year. So that's definitely one of the big stories. We also saw ground was broken in a third Walmart. We'd been waiting for years to find out, ever since Walmart bought that land a while back, waiting to see if they were ever going to build on it. And they finally broke ground, and that's a going concern, as it were.
It sure is. It looks very, you know, a very good progress being made there.
Yeah, and stray over into the look ahead part, too. They're supposed to be open this summer, they're saying, so we'll find out. But that they do seem like they're moving along at a pretty good pace. Spaceport started Phase 2 in the past year, the $209 million Spaceport America here north of Las Cruces. They were wrapped up Phase 1 and started Phase 2, and they're pretty much in the upcoming year going to be fully operational. We're just waiting for Virgin Galactic to be ready to start sending people into space. So that's another story. A lot of things going on. Southern County had Union Pacific continues to work on their big project, and we had some more companies move into the Santa Teresa area. And we have the Pegasus Global Holdings, was going to come here maybe, and then was going to go over near Hobbs, and now is looking again, and maybe we'll go near Deming. We're not really sure, but that could be a really big project. And several other things, you know, new restaurants, the bank tower sold, Main Street, the final stretch of it reopened, and a lot of those kind of things are in the year end.
It was a very active year, for sure. And we welcomed a big chain, CVS, to the community, and I know they're going to be building a second store as well, which you mentioned in one of your previous reports.
Yeah, definitely. They're working with the city to use some city land and do sort of a deal with the city, and we'll see if that goes down. And right there near Picacho and Main Street, right near Brannigan Library by the fire department there. So
all right.
There'll be a CVS there.
All right, and for the look ahead, we've already talked about the spaceport and the Walmart coming in the summer, although that we don't have an exact date yet. Some other items there as well.
Yes, one interesting one is looking down the road, the impact fees. They were set to take into effect here at the new year, but last month they were put on hold. Well, this month, I guess it's still December, put on hold for 6 months. And but they're set to start at some point here in 2013. And, you know, the home builders are very upset with that. They think that'll be an extra burden on them in an already tight market where people are not building as much and buying as much. So we'll see how that plays out as things go forward. There's new construction, you know, as we've talked about, there's going to be a new IHOP and, like you said, the new CVS and a lot of other things going on there. Dunkin' Donuts is one people are very excited about. On Valley Drive, there's a $12.5 million project that is underway. It's going to be a plaza, and there's going to be restaurants and some stores. And from what I understand, a Daddy-O's Car Wash, a third location of that, is going to be there. And the Rio Grande Medical Group, which they call themselves one of the biggest, or not the biggest, doctor's office in, you know, southwest New Mexico, they're moving into their nice new building over there next to Mountain View Medical Center. So that's been going on. That's a multi-million dollar project that's been in the works. And they should be moving this in January, I believe.
Okay. Busy, busy time for sure. Speaking of healthcare, your profile this week deals with a health center in the area.
Yeah, very interesting place, Tesoro Integrative Health Center. They do a bunch of different things there. They do massage, they do Tai Chi acupuncture classes, and yoga. They do energy readings. It's a wide variety. They do Reiki. I never know if I'm saying that right. That's Japanese deep relaxation and stress relieving effort they do. And it's just kind of a very eclectic kind of place. It's on South Main Street, 1605 South Main Street. People go there for a whole variety of reasons. Like we said, stress reduction. Sometimes people who are cancer patients go there because they feel they needed to, you know, reduce their stress and make their body a little healthier and that sort of stuff. So,
okay.
Different kind of place.
What's new this week?
What's new is kind of truncated. I couldn't find a whole lot going on, but Memorial Medical Center is building or has been working on a prompt care on Picacho, 3030 West Picacho, right where the same building where Citizens Bank is located. And that should be open here in a couple weeks. So it's a Memorial Medical Center prompt care there. And also we're getting an Indian restaurant on 2265 South Main Street where Smokey Dick's used to be located. It's called Sheba Grill. And that's also supposed to be opening real soon. So a food restaurant that will be serving Indian food.
Okay. Certainly a void in that area.
It's something I don't think we have right now.
No, we had an Indian restaurant on University Avenue that closed up a while back. So that'll, again, be in the university area. And
yeah.
Certainly wish them luck in the new year. Well, the Babbling Brook this week, you have a New Year's resolution for folks if they haven't made their New Year's resolution. This is a good idea, but it may depress some people when they do it, though.
Yeah, if you're going to try to hit the new year running and improve your financial situation and try to get some discipline in your life, which is something I need, I admit to. One of the best ways to start, a lot of people have told me, and experts and accountants, is to keep a diary. Everything you spend, every penny, whether it's a pack of gum or something big or something small, write down every expense you make every day. Or keep every receipt, whatever you got to do. And then, you know, look back on it after a couple weeks, after a month, and find out where you're spending your money. And it might really surprise you. You know, if you eat out a lot, you might think, well, I don't spend that much. But then when you add it up, you might say, wow, I'm eating out an awful lot. I didn't realize how much I'm doing that. Or, you know, just everything, and things you can change or not change. But, you know, if you have a coffee every day, what's that add up to over a month? And, you know, can you change that or do you want to change that? Just it really gives you a whole bunch of information to keep a financial diary. And you might as well start with a new year.
And you've done this?
Quasi.
Quasi. I've done this before, and it didn't become a long-term project for me. It was a short-term one because it was kind of depressing when you look at how much money you spend, and then you look and you say, how much of this is really necessary?
I know. You think, well, it was only $5 or only $10, but then you add that up over a number of days, and then you're like, wow, really? It comes to that?
It adds up quick, for sure. All right. Brooke Stockburger, he is the business editor at the Sun News, joins us every Monday on Morning Edition. Those stories and much more in today's newspaper. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.